This coming Shabbos, Parshas Yisro, we're going to be reading from the Aseres Hadibros, popularly called the Ten Commandments. Of course, it's a misnomer, because in Judaism we have Taryag mitzvahs. We have 613 mitzvahs, not just 10 mitzvahs. And in fact, it's never called the Ten Commandments. As you know, it's called the Aseres Hadibros, the 10 statements, the 10 principles. So Aseres Hadibros is never called 10 mitzvahs because there aren't 10 mitzvahs, there are 613. So we're going to be reading the Aseres Hadibros. We read it twice, you know, we actually read it three times, but Yisro, Veschanan, and Chag HaShavuos. But so there's a minig Yisrael in many shuls. I guess wherever Stan goes to, he makes the announcement of please rise. And people have different customs, whether they stand up at the beginning of the Aliyah, right when you stand up. But in the Dominic in many shuls, I don't know all, and perhaps in Sephardi shuls might be different, as we'll see. Real Sephardi, not Nusach Sephardi. And then you have in different, you know, different minhagim. So the minig in most of the shuls are that people stand up for the Aseres Hadibros. And the question is that an appropriate custom? Should we be standing for the Aseres Hadibros? Because the question is the Aseres Hadibros more important than the rest of the Torah? Is it more important than Parshas Mishpatim? Definitely not, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Is it more important than Vayechi? So if you're going to stand for Yisro, then stand for all of them, which we'll see, which is my minig, but the minig of the Maharam Rutenberg, that he says you should stand up. We don't pass it this way that you have to. He says that one should stand during the whole, from Bereshis to Zos HaBracha, not for this reason per se. He thinks it's Kavodat Torah, or Zecher to the way the Torah was given in Har Sinai. Like there's a famous pshat from Rav Soloveitchik on the Shmona Psukim Shebet Torah. The last eight psukim in the Torah is a debate in a couple of Gemaras, but the same debate, same people, it's just repeated. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? So one opinion is Moshe, and one opinion is Yehoshua. So the one who says it's Yehoshua, how could you say Yehoshua? We know it's Torah, it's Moshe. And how could the one who says Moshe, how could it be Moshe? How could he write about it? It's hard to write your own obituary. It's probably not that hard. You could probably have it set up beforehand, and then it just comes out after. In fact, I think there was a case where someone faked his death, and he wanted to hear the eulogies to see what they would say about him. But how could it be? Mixei Keshikra. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to write by Yom HaShem Moshe when he's still alive. So each one has their own opinions, but the questions, the bottom line is, the Rambam Paskins, that we go with the opinion in the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, it's Torah, it's Moshe, and the last day Psukim, you know, it's different because it's Vayom as Moshe, so the Gemara says, Yachid Korei Osam, there's a special halacha by the last day Psukim. What does that mean exactly, Yachid Korei? So many people have many different pshatim, but the pshat in the Rambam, the Rambam writes, you know what? You don't need a minyan when you read Zos HaBracha, the last day psukim. When you're reading, you don't need a minyan. The question. So the Ravid, who screams Chai V'Kaya many times, he had strong words for the Rambam, and he said, "Chai, what are you talking about? Ech haminyan halach, efo kulam?" It sounds like, where did the minyan go? Like, what do you mean? Like, dominion disappeared? Like, for the Hozos HaBracha, you had dominion? So what's the kasha? It's Simchas Torah, the drinking in the back. Like, I don't. So apparently, maybe, is that a new minyan? I'm not really following the kasha. But either way, you can ask that question every Shabbos, by the way. So the question is, so the Rambam writes, you don't need a minyan. So why not? So the Rav Soloveitchik has a famous explanation. He says, you know why? Because when we read Kriyas HaTorah all year round, we read it Zecher, to remember, like we're going to read this week, Zecher to the way it was done in Har Sinai. The Jewish people were standing, so we stand. But he says, how does he explain what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu taught the whole Torah to Klal Yisrael. Hashem taught it to him, Moshe taught it to everyone. What happened for the last eight psukim? Did he make a public announcement? No. So he went around to the last eight psukim, since it was Vayom Hashem, he taught privately. He didn't go around teaching the Bitzibor. So Rav Salavashi explains, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, you reread the Torah the way it was given. Moshe Rabbeinu, for 99%, gave it over Bitzibor. The last eight psukim, he gave over privately. That's the Pshat. So either way, it's Zecher the way it was given Har Sinai. So there, so the minig is that the minig is, we do, most people do stand. So the question is why? What's the basis? Because the question is, in fact, the Gemara, in fact, we read about in the davening every morning, we have the kitchen sink in there. We have everything. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. But we're missing the Aseres HaDibros. And if you go back long enough, we did have the Aseres HaDibros in there. They took it out. Because you know why they took it out? Because the concern was, and people started a religion, the Ten Commandments. That's their religion. You follow the Ten Commandments and that's it. So the concern was you'll give too much importance to the Ten Commandments and you'll forget about the 603. So we got rid of that. I think the Bechaba writes, Tov to say it privately, but we don't read it Bitzibor anymore. So again, so what's the reason for our minhag? So one approach is based on Rav Sajagon. Rav Sajagon wants to explain, it's a good kasha. What, it's, we know, everyone's agreeing it's not more important than any other parsha. So then kasha, okay, good. So either sit for all of them or stand for all of them. Why are we standing up for the Aseres HaDibros? So he says, if you're standing up because it's the Aseres HaDibros, then you're doing the wrong, that's not why you should be standing. You know why you're standing up? So Rav Sajagon writes, I don't know if you have your calculators out. 6 + 1 + 3. The 613 commandments equal the 10 principles. In other words, if Sajagon has a sefer that he writes in the sefer, if you go through the 10 dibros, you could figure out, and he has a whole sefer showing how from the 10 is the root of all 613. We'll give a couple examples, since I don't know all of them. The ones that I remember is, so let's say, where does it say in the Torah not to embarrass someone publicly? Like, you know you're not allowed to do that. I don't see it in the Aseres HaDibros. So of course we do. Lo sirtzach, not to murder. As the Gemara says, it could be worse embarrassing someone publicly, having them turn white to red, red to white. So where do we find Pesach in the Aseres HaDibros? Where do I find Sukkah? So Zohar Shoma Shabbos Vakacha, the mitzvah sanctifying time. And he goes through each one. So if you go through, like for instance, we have another, like we have it similar, like the in by other readings we could get into about the Zayah mitzvahs B'nai Noah. I'll come back to it later if we want to. So he points out like this. He says, the 613 mitzvahs, so was, you know, I was standing up for its quantity, you know, for what it represents, that it's quantitative, it's qualitative quantity in terms of how it's only standing because it's representing the 613 commandments. If you're standing because you think it's this more important than the other parsha, that's not correct. So he's saying the minhag Yisrael is based on the fact that they represent the whole Torah, therefore they represent the whole Torah. That's why we're saying that's the opinion of Sajagon. Clearly, the Rambam did not go for this. Why? Because the Rambam was very against the minhag for standing during the Aseres HaDibros. And in the Rambam shul, they sat during the Aseres HaDibros. He was steaming at anyone who was standing during Aseres HaDibros. So the question is, he doesn't go for Rav Sajagon Shtickel Torah? So clearly, let's assume he knew it, but he still felt you should sit. So Rav Soloveitchik wants to explain that he wants to reconcile, and he wants to reconcile our minhag Yisrael of standing with the Rambam, who was against. Rambam was against it, so you don't have to reconcile and say that's it. There's no reconciliation. If you follow the Rambam, you would sit. And many times, you know, the Rambam is a different shita, as what type of wine is kosher for Kiddush, among other things. But maybe the, we are following the Rosh. Rav Soloveitchik explained as follows. He says, there's something called Voyu Balkoris out there. There's something called Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. There's different ways to read when we read the truck. So Tam Tachton is like the way we're gonna we read every Shabbos. The normal trups, the Balkari, you teach a Bar Mitzvah boy, it's Tam Tachton. However, by the Aseres HaDibros, is Tam Elyon. What's Tam Elyon? What's the difference, let's say, if I read something Tam Tachton or Tam Elyon? Basically, it's not that much of a difference, but the basic, there are other differences, but the major difference is, do I read by the Psukim, or do I read by the commandments? In other words, if you look in the Chumash, like in certain commandments, in certain psukim, you have like three commandments, or you go sirtzach, it goes, you have a couple of commandments in one pasuk, and for that matter, you have certain commandments that take up many psukim. So how do I read the Aseres HaDibros? If I'm reading Tam Tachton, I'm reading it by the psukim. If I'm reading Tam Elyon, lo sirtzach, I'm going to stop. Lo, enough, after each commandment, but that's the basic difference, but there are other differences. So therefore, so that's the difference. So, so if you look at the Rambam, you'll never find him ever mentioning anything about Tam Elyon. He doesn't hold from Tam Elyon. He doesn't exist. Like the Rambam doesn't mention Tam Elyon anywhere. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, it's the Rambam L'shitason. He's saying because what? Because I mentioned before, we read the Aseres HaDibros three times during the year. But to the Magen Avraham quotes an opinion which we don't follow, but he quotes an opinion that for Parshas Yisro tomorrow, whatever Shabbos, and Parshas Vezchanan, you read it Tam Tachton, and when you read it on Shavuos, you read it Tam Elyon. He quotes a minhag like that. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, what's that? It's not our minhag, but what's the basis for that minhag? When you're reading Yisro Veschana and you're reading a Tam Tachton, but Shu is reading Tam Elyon, so he explains, because when you're reading it B'Torah Parsha Shavua, so you read it the normal reading, that's it. But when you're reading, while you're reading on Shavuos, the whole purpose of Shavuos is a reenactment of Ma'amar Har Sinai. So if you're doing it to correspond to our Sinai, so therefore we want to show it's different. So that's the minhag. So Rav Soloveitchik explained the minhag of the Rambam was he always read Tam Tachton. If you're reading Tam Tachton, so why would I stand? It's like everything else I'm reading from Bereishis to Zos HaBracha, hence I don't stand. But our minhag, that we read Tam Elyon all the time. We read Tam Elyon this coming Shabbos. We read Tam Elyon Veschanan, we read Tam Elyon Shavuos. So if we're reading a Tam Elyon, so therefore we're taking it out of the status of Parasha Shavua, and therefore that's why someone explained, that's why we asked because Az Yashir, why are we standing for Az Yashir? Is that more? So again, once we change the Nusach and read it differently, so they're showing you that we're not reading a B'Torah Parasha Shavua, we're reading a B'Torah Shira, so for another reason. So therefore, there are two schools. There could be different yeshivas. I don't know, maybe that they don't stand, and people follow the Rambam will not stand, and maybe that, I don't know. Maybe they're probably not going to read a Tam Elyon either. But the minhag in most shuls, anyway, in most places I've been at, that they stand up for the Aseres HaDibros. Why? It's not more important than the rest of the Torah. So either you go with Rav Sajagon, 6 + 1 + 3 = 10, you're not standing. If you're standing for the Ten Commandments, then you're wrong. You're standing because the Aseres HaDibros represents the 613 mitzvahs, and that's why we're standing. Or, like Rav Soloveitchik explained why the Rambam doesn't stand, because we read everything today Tam Elyon, so we're reading a Tam Elyon, so we take it out of the Torah's Parsha Shavua, and therefore we go ahead and that's our minhag for standing for Yisro, Va'eschanan, and Shavuos.